Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Just a few weeks ago, I had a hearing that essentially is the culmination of a trademark opposition dispute before the USPTO's Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. And these hearings and these cases come up more often than you might think. And I want to talk today about what is a trademark opposition and what the process is and what it means to those who are involved. A trademark opposition starts when a trademark application has been approved by the USPTO and is then published in the public records. At that time, when it's published in what's called the Official Gazette of Trademarks, anyone from the outside during a period of that 30-day publication window may file a notice of opposition to the application. Now, overall, of the hundreds of thousands of trademarks that are registered, in fact, I believe there's several million live trademark registrations at this moment, overall, oppositions are relatively rare. But even if they only occur in a small percentage of cases, because of the number of trademark applications, there still are many, many, many trademark oppositions filed. And so a trademark opposition is a dispute, essentially a litigation, before the appellate judges at the trademark office. And again, this is called the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. And the primary reason that an outside trademark owner would file an objection or an opposition to a published application is because they believe that it's confusingly similar with their trademark or one of their trademarks, and that they have priority, meaning that their rights in their brand's name predate or go back farther than those of the applicant. There are other reasons that an opposition can be filed, but that is overwhelmingly the most common issue. And this litigation or opposition can actually last more than 2 years if it's fully disputed at that trademark trial and appeal board. These cases are often filed by larger companies because they're the ones who spend the time and money to search the published marks and to fight to possibly defend their applications. And because this process is not cheap, when the case is not resolved and goes for 2 or 3 or more years. But a great many of those cases are resolved, and I'll talk about that in a moment. If the case is not resolved after it's filed, as I mentioned, it's like litigation. There are discovery among the parties, which means that they request information and documents from each other, and they're obligated to respond. There could be motions filed. There could be depositions that take place. Then there is, at the end, essentially a trial, although it doesn't take place in a courtroom as a criminal trial or a civil trial in a local court would take place. It takes place electronically before the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. And in the end, there are final briefs written. And in the end, there can also be a live hearing at the USPTO or by video conference. But all of these steps are quite complicated, have a lot of rules and a lot at stake if it's an important trademark that's being defended. And so that's why this process can be costly. That's why it can take so long. But as I mentioned, the great majority of these cases are settled, are resolved. Sometimes they're resolved quickly, as soon as it's filed or before an answer is even due. Sometimes they're settled. I literally had a case that was scheduled for a hearing, and the hearing was to take place in a week. And the parties, after disputing it for, I think, about 3 years, came to a resolution the week that the hearing was to be scheduled, all the way at the virtually the end of the case. So because there's, of course, every case is unique and there's different pressures and different financial situations, different counsel involved in all of them, you know, it's hard to generalize. But as I mentioned, a great majority of them are settled. And what I wanted to touch on as the last point is that I believe that the single greatest issue or determinator in whether or not the case is settled and how it's settled is the counsel that's involved, having experienced counsel that's been through both settlement negotiations, but also been through full litigation cases, is very valuable and very important to getting a good and effective settlement. Settlement can take all different forms, from coexisting to exchanging money to one party giving up the name to parameters on how they're used by one or both of the parties. All different types of issues can be covered in a settlement. And again, that's why having experienced counsel is quite valuable. So if you receive a trademark opposition notice, or you need to file a trademark opposition, I think the single most important decision you can make is hiring experienced counsel. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.